Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just a test if we're going to open up the Adobe Connect room now for you. This is Cheryl Langdonall for the recording and transcript record. Welcome one and all, and Holly's just opening her computer while I filibust. And I could do a song and dance, but because there's no video... I could get to the video and you could see me, but not until the Adobe Connect room is open. Today we're meeting here in the ICANN 47 meeting in Durban. This is our normal Asia Pacific Regional at Large monthly call, and I know we do have some callers on the line. So as Carlos desperately tries to type in the correct name and password, I do hope it wasn't his name he got wrong. It was his name he got wrong. This moots well for us here today, ladies and gentlemen. The Adobe Connect room is opening. A little bit of housekeeping because I've got the mic and I may as well do it before we start. Please remember that this call is recorded. You are... requested to say your name before you speak for the transcript record. And to that end, I believe Holly is cued and ready to go. Over to you, Holly.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. And I'm just waiting for a very sleepy computer to wake up and let me in. But in the meantime, I think we've got some people in the room whom we will introduce. We most particularly, and I'm going to... There we go. Am I in yet? Right. We have a slight change of agenda. We're originally going to start with Rinalia, who has just arrived, but I'd like to actually introduce Kwok, and I'm not going to say your full name because I'm likely to actually get it dreadfully wrong. Our new Asia-Pacific person, he's based in Singapore. We've just had a very interesting conversation with him, but I think we'd like him to introduce himself while Rinalia gets her computer out and ready to talk. So, okay. Kwok, go ahead.
Someone just saying your name first.
So thank you, Holly. Thank you for the very warm welcome that I've received from the community. My name is Kwok. I start with ICANN on August 1st, and I'm really very excited to be taking on this role. I think the Asia-Pacific region has many exciting dimensions to it, and I think what I've described, at least in the early part of the meeting that we had here in Durban, is to describe what I think would be meaningful as early activities in this role. And as I was describing, that there's a key tension that I have to resolve when I come on board. The key tension is this. I think that there needs to be more listening and more consultation as I try to understand the region better, and this is one priority that I have. At the same time, concurrently, there are already commitments that are being made, there are plans underway, and I'll be making sure that these get implemented in a timely fashion. And for the existing processes that we already have, APEC gets a voice that is recognized, and also the ALEC gets that due recognition as well. I know you have a full agenda, so I don't want to talk too much, but I hope this gives you a good sense of how I'm thinking about this as a start. I look forward to the opportunity to get to know everyone a little bit better. And I'm going to also make a plug for the APEC strategy, that project that we are going to work out on. I think that there's a lot of things we should think as a group, how we want to structure it, what kind of methodology to use. The Middle East Africa already has a plan, but I think it's better to go through this in a thoughtful and inclusive fashion and make sure that we come up with a good product. We're going to kick off the strategy process itself at the Asia-Pacific IGF, but preparatory work is already underway, as I was describing to Holly and everyone else in the room here, and I really look forward to working with AP Railo to make sure that we get a good baseline to work off on. So that's me hogging all the airtime here. Thank you.
Thank you, Joaquin. I would pick up on what he has said. There will be the development of an Asia-Pacific strategy. What I would expect in the next probably AP Railo call or the one after would be some input from all of you to say these are the things you should be thinking about, because the strategy is very much going to be something that we contribute to, that we own, in the sense that we and Kwok together have come up with at least part of a strategy that includes ALAC. Now, thank you for that time. Rinalia, are you ready? And now we're going to go back to the...
Cheryl.
Your hand isn't up. Cheryl would like the floor. Thank you.
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record, making an example of what all speakers should be doing, which is saying their name before they begin. Otherwise, it's just one long, rambling conversation with oneself. The reason I was tapping my card, and I haven't opened up my computer because I'm going to be enclaved elsewhere for the rest of the day, was I thought I would just want to ask you and make an assumption that you would be saying yes, and that if any of our membership who are online happen to have a question or inquiry, if staff could collect those and then you could take those on notice and get back through staff, that might be a good way to get you into a conversation with your EDGE communities. I'm assuming you'll agree to that, but I just wanted to put that forward. Thank you.
My name is Kwok. Your assumption is right.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go back to the original agenda, and it's Rinalia who will announce herself. I'm sorry, Holly Race, for the transcript records. I'm failing already. and what she will be talking about is the RGF and the regional RGF update. So over to you, Rinalia, and say your name.
Thank you, Holly. Rinalia Abdulrahim for the transcript record. Carlos, can I have the document up, please? There is a link there. I'm going to talk about the IGF because I have taken the lead role in organizing the AP Railo workshop at the IGF. On the regional IGF, I think I would have to defer to someone else around the table. Perhaps, yes, Cheryl Langdon Orr has agreed to do it, or Evan, or together. I mean, or Edmund, or together. My apologies. It's early morning in Africa. This workshop that we are doing at the IGF in Bali is quite special. It is the first time that a Railo and ICANN are collaborating in a workshop. Typically, a Railo would have its own workshop, but in this regard, the topic is quite crucial. It is an innovation in the world of internet, and we are quite excited about it. The topic is about IDN and the introduction of IDN variant TLDs at the root level. If you can get the document up, I'll just give you an... Okay. And in terms of the organizing aspect, my collaborator in ICANN, there are two leading staff members. One is Bahir Esmat. He's the vice president for the Middle East and North Africa. And also on the IDN team in ICANN itself, it's Naila Saras. And we've collaborated very, very well. And we've put together, I think, a very good program on a cutting-edge process that is starting in ICANN right now on the label generation rules for the root zone. So what this workshop will do is introduce to the IGF participants what that process is, and we'll have some experts on the panel to talk about what are the security and stability implications of that and what are the implications for several key language scripts for the Asia-Pacific region, specifically Arabic, the Han script, which applies to Chinese, Korean, and Japanese, and the Indic languages, which includes Devanagari and others. I think the Indic languages, there are 22 languages and 15 scripts altogether. And the innovation with regard to this workshop is that we have the expert panel, but we also have a panel with representation from end users. And the end users will state the issues or concerns or aspirations that they see from the community on what they would like to have in terms of linguistic diversity in the root and in IDN TLDs and IDN variant TLDs. And the panel of experts will respond to that in terms of what is possible, what is not possible, and why. And I think it would be a good thing because the workshop will hopefully have a constructive dialogue in terms of what this new innovation means for the world, what can be achieved, and what expectations need to be constrained to make sure that the domain name system is secure and stable for everyone, because the root zone is a shared resource for all internet users. I see that the document is still not up, but I think that it should be accessible on the agenda itself for participants, and I'll just stop there. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Renalia. At this stage, is there any... No, it's not coming up. Okay. I think what I'd like to do is, first of all, Renalia, do you want to talk to that now that it's up?
Thank you, Holly. If you could just scroll to the list of speakers so I can show who is involved, that would be really good. Okay. Now, is this visible, Carlos, to remote participants? Okay, Carlos will load it up, and I'll just run through the experts list. On the panel of technical experts, we have Ram Mohan, who is the chair of the ICANN Board IDN Variants Working Group. We have Patrick Fallstrom, who is the chair of the ICANN Security and Stability Advisory Committee. And then we have Sarmat Hussain, a professor from Pakistan, who is an expert on the Arabic script. We have Raymond Doctor, who is an expert in Devanagari from India. And, of course, we have Edmund Chung, who is famous and an expert in the Han script. He's an expert in everything. And in terms of the panel of internet end users, we have Muhammad El-Bashir, who is from Afralo, but because the Arabic script is used in the Asia-Pacific region, this is relevant, and we've invited Muhammad to be on the panel. We have Hong Xue, who comes from China and who will talk about the Han script, and we have Satish Babu from India, who will comment on the Indic languages. So this is the panel of experts and end-user representatives, and I think the IGF MAG members are excited because somehow this is quite new in the IGF itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Renalia. Holly Raish for the transcript records. The next item on the agenda is... Edmund has his hand up.
Thank you, Holly. Edmund here. I was just wondering if I could ask a couple of questions. Okay. I think we sort of asked for funding on this, and it's not going to happen, as I understand. Or has it? What's the status on that? Yeah.
Thank you, Edmund. Renalia Abdurrahim for the transcript record. The funding has been approved. We have funding for three people for AP Rallo, and we have. Between Holly and myself, we've done a consultation in terms of who would be funded. I would be funded as the workshop organizer and representative from AP Rallo. Hong would be funded, and Muhammad El-Bashir would be funded because Satish is self-funding, and the panel of experts are either self-funding or funded by ICANN. Thank you.
Do you have any more questions, Edmund? Sorry, Holly Raish for the transcript records. Thank you. Okay, on to the next agenda item. At the last meeting, we actually talked a little bit about Beijing, but Pavan had not had an opportunity to gather some of the input from the survey done from Beijing. If you remember, there was it was actually more than that. It was a survey that asked participants, and he has done... Edmund, you want to put... Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Holly. Edmund here again. I think we should talk a little bit about the regional IGF as well before we jump to...
Go ahead, sorry, go ahead.
No, perhaps Cheryl can start and then I can add. Because I want to get a little bit of water.
Thank you, Cheryl Langdonor, for the record. I'm only going to do a very brief start, Edmund. As you know, Edmund and Yanis and myself and many others in the Asia-Pacific region, but not from our own AP RALO as such, although some of them may have relationships to our ALSs, are very busy involved in the planning for this year's APR IGF, which will be held in Seoul. Having been part of this from the very beginning, along with Edmund and the team, I must say that I think we're quite ahead on the planning for the facility, etc. And we're very pleased with what's been happening. We're just seeing the work from the program subcommittee come to fruition now. But I think we had a record number of, correct me if I'm wrong, Yanis, it was 22 or 24. Low 20s, if not mid 20s, workshop proposals, and including one from ICANN. Now, hopefully Edmund has got his glass of water and I can stop filibustering and toss back to him on this, because, of course, Yanis and her team have been acting as secretariat for the regional IGF coordinating committee. Thanks, Edmund.
Thank you, Edmund. Here again. I think that's a very good introduction. And in terms of this AP RALO here, I hope that we'll get more participation from here. I think Yanis, you probably have a better idea, but we have I think more than 25 proposals, and we eventually selected 25 to be on the agenda. So this is it's a much bigger. it's now growing into its fourth year, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, fourth year, and it's grown quite a bit, and we're quite excited about it. And I think you know it's traditionally not all the ALSs come, and I think that's. You know, we'd like to try to get more of the ALSs to come, and of course, there should be some more interaction with AP RALO and the APR IGF as well. And so, I guess that's the area where I wanted to raise the discussion and see if Holly or Serenush or others, what's the plan on being there? And in terms of logistics, if you are interested, Yanis can probably add to that. In terms of, I don't remember the exact dates and venue, but Yanis probably
Yanis,
has much better.
Help him, Yanis.
Yeah, so this is Yanis for Transcript Record. And yeah, so actually the RIGF will be from the 3rd to the 5th of September in Seoul, Korea. And you can always check our website and then to know more about information or just come to me if you have any questions about it. Thanks.
This is Edmund again. Just adding to that, there's a one of the general discussions about at the APR IGF is the kind of participation. It's I'll have to admit that it's very driven by sort of the industry, and not that there are no governments or no civil society, but both of which are less represented so far. And hopeful, you know, we're hoping that you know as the RIGF grows, we could be able to do that more. And you know, this is part of it is getting ALSs involved, and part of it is getting the government involved as well. And I think that's important to let more people from the community know and try to bring the people in. So,
do you want that to be an agenda item for the next meeting where we can actually talk about AP RALO involvement and, or more broadly, civil society and government involvement in the regional IGFs? I think there was probably a tension between we sought funding, and the funding actually was seen to go to Bali, and it was not seen to go to South Korea. I think it became a kind of either-or thing. So maybe that's something that we can talk to Kwok about.
I think the board is going to approve the budget.
Thank you, Kwok. Holly Raish for the Transcript Records. moving right along. One of the things that Pavone got together as a result of the Beijing meeting, he did an interesting survey of the people who were able to participate, and I was very pleased at the number of people we actually had there. He came up with about four themes, and I think they are important to actually inform how we actually inform ourselves and how we meet. Now, Sirinush, yep. My vice chair, if you want to talk to those.
Sirinush Vardanyan for the record. We have talked a little bit about the list of suggestions came from Pavan, and I'm very thankful that he could come up with this list out of all those suggestions. And we decided to start a couple of things to make participation of ALSs in APRALO more inclusive, more active. And one of the first steps that we are going to do is using our mailing list more actively. And the first step towards all our ALSs will be the call to subscribe to all APRALO mailing lists. So especially to our specific APRALO mailing list, where we usually send all the informations, all the requests, all the suggestions, etc. So this will be the requirement for all our ALS coordinators to start that work. And we also are going to start, actually it's already has been started here and had been noted by Heidi yesterday that the process has been started of getting more information about ALSs. Each and every ALS will have their own informational part in the website, ICANN website, and they will be recorded. Those people, step by step, the process of recording is started here already. So the representative from ALSs will be recorded, and it will be available for all other people to go and to learn more about those people. And we also are planning to have to send via APRALO mailing list for gathering the information about APRALO ALSs for that website. Some kind of template to all ALS representatives to fill in and send them back. And probably we will ask our staff to support with coming up with a template, because maybe there will be some pictures, what size of pictures we will be needing for the website, what kind of videos may be needed. So some specific instructions for people to fill in. That will be really helpful for all of us to come up. And I will make sure I also take the initiative to follow up with that initiative and to remind all ALSs to do that, because we want to also, in that sense, connect with the working group on metrics to measure the active participations of our active participation from our ALSs, because we know that there are time difference, we know that there are difficulties to enter to the participate in our calls, but it can be once, twice, or three times. It can't be forever. So we are trying to at least keep all those ALSs who are active more incentive, so to provide some incentives for those people. So, and we will be measuring also the participation of ALSs in different activities. So I'm just telling this all for everyone to be aware that behind the stage we are going to also do that kind of activities from our chair part and from my part, and with the support of all of you, of course. So And the another action item which we are going to do is to take into consideration one of the suggestions came up with the list by Pavan to provide the floor for ALSs to present themselves. And during one of each of our meetings, we are going to do that. And today, the pioneer of this first step in that sense will be our Satish Babu. So we are going to also hear about his organization. And probably before every call, we are going to inform one of the ALSs to be ready to present about their own ALS, five or ten minutes during our monthly calls. So that is much for now. Thank you.
Holly Raish for the Transcript Records. There was a couple of more points that Pavan came up with that I think we are or have addressed. The first was people were a little bit overwhelmed by the terminology. If you spend any time at all in ICANN, you find that you're speaking a very strange language. And if you go outside of the bounds of an ICANN meeting, people think actually they don't understand your language, which is probably correct. The meeting guide that was within our pack when we arrived, in its last pages, has got a glossary. And I just think that's a very useful document for everybody. Is it possible to get a soft copy out to people, Heidi, of just the meeting guide with a glossary in the back? Okay. It was a very useful document. The other very useful document, and again it was responding to what Pavan was finding, and that is that there's a lot of discussion about the policies that get debated around this table. What we don't realize who are sitting around the table is that not everybody else is in as deep as we are, which is probably a good thing because possibly comments on our own insanity. What Matt has pulled together is a draft, a beginner's guide for ALAC, and it actually has some very good descriptions of what policies we're talking about. What they mean, it's devoid of all of the sort of terminology, and it's very useful. Now, basically, I think, what stage is that at?
Sorry. This is Heidi Ulrich for the record. That beginner's guide is currently in the draft form. There's a PDF. I'm going to put the link to that up. If there are any major changes at this point, we'll still make them. But I think in the next few weeks, that's going to close that period, and then it'll be printed in at least the three languages, if not the five.
Thank you, Heidi. It's Holly Raish for the Transcript Record. I'm learning. I can commend the document to you. A number of us have contributed to make things a little bit clearer, a little bit easier to read. And what it means is when we are asking for input, that is a place to start because it's an explanation of what the issues are about. Cheryl?
Thank you, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, for the Transcript Record. And I do want to compliment the work that Matt in particular, but obviously community members as well, have done on that document. I think that's going to be a benchmark document for other parts of ICANN as well. So that's a yay team. And I look forward to a very prompt publication of it. But the soft copies that you'll have access to, even in draft form, I believe your at-large structures would make extremely good use of. The reason I wanted to raise my hand was actually to pick up on a point that Sirinush was making in her part of the report on this. And I'm looking forward to these showcase in micro, these little moments with each of the ALSs. So I thought it's probably time that we reminded the ALSs and we asked them to perhaps put some of the content that they present, even if it's just the MP3 from what they're telling us over the phone connection, onto the dedicated web space that ICANN has provided for each and every at-large structure. At the moment, every single one of us has got a place and land space in the wiki. We have a wiki that we can therefore use for our own purposes within reason. So you can create subpages and everything else. But most of them have a name and a logo if we're lucky. It's a piece of greenfield real estate, and it seems to me that this is the right time. So, Satish, as your first cab off the rank, I'm going to ask staff for, as an action item, to make sure you are sent the link to this real estate, and then in your in the follow-up at our meeting after your presentation, you'll have already prepared that real estate, and we can do a da-da, look what you can do too. That would be fantastic. Thanks very much, Holly.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's Holly Raich for the Transcript Record. So you've gotten, you beat me to it. I had a look last night as to the list of ALSs and the description, and I realized our own link is out of date. I think now that we have new members, we have changes in membership, we have new applications, I think one action item on every ALS has to be to go find the link to your site, have a look at it. If it needs updating, please let Matt and or Heidi know so that we can actually have a complete list and we know who... No? No?
Don't make the staff work harder. I'll lose them.
Cheryl's upset. Heidi, what would people like to do? Because...
I can speak. Give the girl a mic. Thank you, Holly. This is Heidi Ulrich. I've just put the link to the AP RALO wiki page that has all of the separate wiki pages for each of your ALSs. Please do, again, you all have rights to edit that wiki, so do please post any information, photos, videos, etc. Given what the FADI's initiative of having this interactive ALS booklet, e-booklet, or I'm not sure what we're going to be calling it, I'm not sure whether this is going to be in addition to it or... complemented. I think it's probably going to complement it. I mean, we'll definitely be linking this to anything that we produce. But so go ahead and do that. If you do need staff assistance, we'll of course be able to support you on that. Thank
for
you.
For a little bit.
Thank you.
So, just one clarification, Cyrano Shvardanyan for the record. Just one clarification, as we talked that we are going to send a template for people to fill in, there is no need. So we can send the link and they can go to Wiki and just put the stuff there. Thank you. Good.
But the action item on everyone is to please have a look at what's there and to make corrections so that, in fact, we all have correct information about ourselves, which would be very helpful, and that's an action item on you and me, Cheryl. Thank you. I'd like to change the agenda just a little bit. I'd rather have Satish have a bit of time, and then we can review what has actually occurred in the ICANN meetings so far, just to keep you up to date. But that's perhaps less important, because I can put that in a report, and it will be on the website anyway. So Satish and Carlos, can we get his presentation up?
Thank you, Holly.
Over to you.
Satish Babu for the Transcript Records. I'm going to make a very brief presentation on the current status of the ICANN meeting strategy working group, which I've been put into by AP RALO. This particular presentation is a preliminary presentation because the group has just started its work. It might take another 3 to 6 months for it to complete its work. I'm going to be touching upon the charter and composition, the subgroups, the deliverables, and the current status. Next, please. The charter is basically to discuss and propose strategy for the structure, purpose, and locations for ICANN public meetings and conferences from 2015. So basically, this is beyond London and this, you know, from 2 years from now. The composition, ALAC has 5, ASO2, CCNSO2, GAC3, GNSO4, and the gender breakdown is males 9 and females 7. I mentioned this because there was a very conscious effort taken by ICANN to ensure these kind of balances. Next. We have divided ourselves into, the group basically kicked off at Beijing. And we have divided ourselves into three subgroups. chaired respectively by Eduardo Diaz, Paul, and Michelle. Each of us were allowed to be part of multiple groups, one primary and one secondary. This is the big bunch of people. Next. Now, here are the scope for each of the subgroups. Subgroup 1 is working around what should be the scope of these meetings. Subgroup 2 on how to organize or what are the best practices in organizing these meetings. And subgroup 3 in engagement and support. I am helping out Michelle here. Michelle is actually a very well-known photographer. So that actually talks about the diversity of this group. And we've been having kind of weekly and fortnightly calls. And you can see the kind of the points, that the topics that we've been discussing. There are quite a lot, and we've been struggling to kind of converge to a small bunch of priority areas and leave out the rest as a kind of secondary priorities. This has not happened fully, but we are working at it. Next. The deliverables provide metrics. Siddhanush is talking about metrics. So there are various metrics that are being proposed about the effectiveness of these meetings and of different aspects of these meetings. Analyze the current requirements, maybe through a survey, maybe through other methodologies. Compile the various studies and feedback collected in the meetings so far. Suggest ideas to enhance the organization of future meetings and produce a report that will be discussed by the community, and there will be several opportunities for the community to provide feedback on the proposals that will be put out, and then finally make our recommendations. So this is roughly the deliverables. Next. Current status, kickoff meeting was in Beijing. We have weekly, fortnightly calls. We had a group exercise yesterday here in Durban. We have the public meeting of the meeting strategy working group scheduled for 18 July at 9. And we will be putting out the initial document, and I would like to request the entire AP Relo to go through this document as it comes out and provide us with more feedback. I think the ALAC and the different regional organizations are perhaps the largest in terms of numbers of people attending. We have not actually enumerated this in terms of a bunch of tables, but this is the feeling that we have. And we also are most diverse. In fact, our people perhaps are people who do not travel very frequently. They have different kind of problems as opposed to the other constituencies. Therefore, I would say that our community needs to provide the most amount of feedback on account of our diversity. So I'd request everybody to go through this document and provide their feedback as it comes out. Next. That's it. Our open meeting is scheduled for 18th, that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. at Hall 6. Please participate if you have anything to add to this and if you would like us to take up anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Satish. Holly Reich for the Transcript Records. Are there any comments or questions? Renalia?
Renalia Abdurrahim for the Transcript. Thank you, Satish, for the presentation. I would like to suggest that when the document comes out, we organize a webinar or a meeting for our region where you walk us through the main points of that and the community can provide comments. My concern is that if you let everyone take a look at the document in their own time, sometimes there is a missynchronization and you won't get the meaningful inputs that you are looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Renalia. And I noticed that Heidi is writing down very furiously.
And Heidi was organising my life for the next 2 days.
As she does. Thank you, Cheryl.
Satish again for the transcript records. I think Renalia's point is very valid. We will organise in consultation with Holi a webinar whereby we will kind of walk through the the report and present it so that people can meaningfully respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Satish. Now we can go back to...
Sorry, Holly, Rinalia for the transcript. Can I have that recorded as an action item, please?
Pleasure.
Yes. Can you repeat the action item?
Rinalia, could you actually state that as you wish?
As I wish. Rinalia for the transcript. Here is the proposed action item. A webinar to be organized where Satish Babu will present the outcome document of the meeting strategy working group. And for the AP Rallo community to provide feedback. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Satish, for the transcript record, can I make it a preliminary outcome document?
Everyone's laughing because we know that that is the sort of the beginning of a long process. The question I was going to ask, Satish, is once we have the meeting, which is tomorrow, what is the process from there? What are the steps that you envisage will happen before changes are made in response to the report?
Thank you, Holly, Satish, for the transcript. We are not yet very clear about the next steps because we have been following a certain pattern all along the last 3 months. And yesterday we have taken a completely different direction, a new group exercise, which is not exactly continuous with what we were doing earlier. Now we have to kind of converge both these into a single stream. So Sebastian, who's heading the group, has suggested that 2 weeks after Durban, we'll have the next meeting where we will kind of weave these two streams together into one and then prioritize, and maybe in another month or maybe 6 weeks, have a preliminary document ready. So that is what we have as of the horizon right now. That might well change. It's going to go past Buenos Aires in most cases, and that's what we think.
Thank you, Satish. Where we're up to now on the agenda, we're going to go back to where we should have been. Sorry, our fearless chair is here. What I'd like to do is the updates from the meeting so far, what we have, we being the people who are here, or the people who have been following, have gone through, and what are some of the issues that have been raised. I've thought about doing it chronologically, and then I thought, no. We'll just identify the main issues that have been raised generally about ICANN and generally about the processes, and then a couple of words on the issues that are ones that have been raised within ALAC generally and possibly within our area specifically. We've had a meeting with the board. It was very useful. There was a great deal of dialogue about how they actually appreciate our advice, how we give our advice. One of the fun things was that they actually wound up arguing with themselves. I thought that was positively delightful. But there was a lovely impassioned speech from one of the directors who is actually leaving, who just said, you know, when he came 8 years ago, ALAC was...
Quack has to run.
Quack. He's leaving. Quack, thank you very much for your time, and
thanks.
We will look forward to your participation in the next meetings.
Bye.
Anyway, he basically said 8 years ago, ALAC was a bit of window dressing that it's now regarded very differently and taken very seriously. It was very useful to hear. One item that was also mentioned is in the issue of... And let me get this straight. With the introduction of the new generic top-level domains... There has been some work over time to ask the question, and it was a question that the board put to a joint committee saying, we'd like to understand if there is actual benefit from new generic top-level domains. And the question was raised under three headings. Has consumer confidence improved? Has consumer trust improved? And has competition improved. And the joint working group, which included ALAC and the GNSO, came up with a number of metrics. We had a long discussion about those metrics over the board. We asked how they are, where they're up to, and where they are up to is actually compliance is now looking as to how to implement those metrics. It includes things like, is there consumer confusion about the new GTLDs, the level of complaints, how many new GTLDs are there, and if there are new GTLDs, is it defensive registration or is it actually a new product? A range of things, and I don't think we need a link to it. Anyway, that was the other issue that was raised. Another meeting that was about ICANN generally was with the members of the ATRT2, which I will translate, which is the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. They are set up to, they were required under the affirmation of commitments, and they're set up to actually review the transparency and accountability of ICANN. So they're meeting with all of the stakeholder groups, with the advisory councils and the supporting organisations. And we had an interesting meeting with them. I don't think I'm going to go into the details, but it was a very useful conversation. And I think I'm looking forward to their report. I think they're going to report at Buenos Aires? I think they're reporting in Buenos Aires. In terms of the issues that, and I will open the floor to others who've participated, but the issues that have been I would say, top priority for ALAC, one has been, and it was raised in the multi-stakeholder panel that Rinalia organised, which was very successful, that was on the new GTLDs and the metrics. So that transcript will be available. That recording will be. I think that recording will be available. But all of the issues that I've raised about the metrics were raised in there. That was a very interesting discussion. We've had further discussions on the IDN variants, and I'm not going to talk about them. Is there anything that you want to talk about with IDN variants?
Thank you, Holly. This is Rinalia for the transcript. Just an addition to what Holly said about the multi-stakeholder roundtable, the topic was on consumer and public interest concerns, and the metrics that Holly mentioned is a subset of the broader concerns that other stakeholder groups and perhaps shared by the ALAC as well have. On the IDN and IDN variants, the ESSEC is currently in discussion to find consensus on their report on IDN variant TLDs, and we are eagerly awaiting the publication of that report because that will help guide us in our discussion on what's possible and what is not possible. And I think the target is to have that by Thursday morning if ESSEC reaches a consensus. This afternoon, around 4 o'clock, the IDN working group will convene and we will address some of the outstanding issues regarding IDNs and any other concerns or issues that the community would like to table. I think that the Trademark Clearinghouse and IDN variant support or management issue is still open and we're still looking for solutions to that, and we've begun a conversation with the board variant working group, the board new GTLD program committee, to try to find a way forward on the issues that our community have identified as problematic. And Edmund may want to add on that as well. Thank you.
Edmund here. Actually, no. I mean, that's a pretty good summary of the situation, and I'm I'm glad that we opened the conversation. I think it's a show of two things. One is the the importance of the issue itself, and the other is the importance of it, you know, from AP Rallo and through ALAC, and how that has is starting to make an impact. On the substance of which, I guess I wonder if Hong wants to add a little bit more to it, to some of the issues that is outstanding, and so let our community understand it a little bit more.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Edmund, and others. Amazing that many board members and leading staff were willing to spend 3 hours with us to talk about this quite specific issue with that large community. There's obviously very positive development, and we really go to the substantive issue. This is not kind of ceremonial, it's a work session, so this is good. For the solution that's not available so far, but it's under discussion, absolutely. If it could be solved technically, it will be perfect. If it's not, there's no solution technically timely, because we have pressing need. The new GDOD is going to be launched. This is more pressing than the variance TLD. This is involved all the TLDs, even the SKTLD they opened for IDN variance registration. And you see, and Holly is a lawyer. She understands the user confusion and the trademark law. So I saved that part for her briefing. And so the concern is still there. Now we kick the ball to ICANN. Let wait the response from ICANN to this issue.
Thank you, Hong. I think it's very clear that there are still plenty of issues to be addressed. I think that there was some very real progress in terms of the board actually meeting with the committee and trying to get its head around what some of the issues are, and I think there's some next steps that have to be followed. I hope they will be. One issue that is a policy issue that is, I suppose, front and center important, simply because it's open for comment and the issue is huge, relates to what's called who is information, and that is the information that's required under the registrar's contract with ICANN. This information is required to be publicly available, and it's attracted a lot of issues in a lot of ways. A lot of the issues are about the accuracy of the data. A lot of issues are about whether this should be made public, what is the privacy rights, what are the legal what are the law enforcement rights to access to the data? Lots of issues. For those who haven't been following it, there's a huge amount of material on the policy page. There have been major changes that ALAC has been supportive of that were passed by the board at the end of June, but what has happened more recently is the board has convened what's called an expert working group that has made some very significant proposals about the data, about where it is stored, about who has access to the data, who does not have access to the data, and the possibility of some very different ways of managing both privacy rights and access. Right now, there is not very much on our policy page, but there's certainly, if you go to ICANN's policy page, it's there. We will be looking, there's a few of us who are looking at this in detail. What is lovely now is that we've got the beginner's guide that does explain at least the beginnings of the issues. So for those who are interested and want to participate, there's a really good background description of the who is issues. And the comments are due. It's a new process that's been followed with the expert working group. They have not worked out the details of what their proposal looks like. It's simply saying we are conceptualizing a new way to actually manage the information of the registrant, the person who has the domain name. We want to know, you as a community, as an ICANN community, what you think of this and whether we should proceed. It's a new process. We're trying it out. We're probably, I'm sure that ALAC will be coming up with a statement, and anybody who wants to get their heads around it is most welcome to. Other policy issues, have you, bless you, Heidi, have you put a link to the policy page? Heidi's put a link to the policy page. I was really going to go through what's on that policy page. I won't now. But by all means, please have a look at what's on the policy page, where we're up to with the various statements. There are a few things that do require input, and one of the issues raised by Pavan is we really do need ALSs to participate in trying to understand what the issues are and provide feedback. So I think I'm going to put an action item on myself to draw people's attention to the page and to draw people's attention to the need to have a look at some of the policy issues, familiarise yourself with them, and start to think through what we as ALAC should be saying. I'd like to, just before we close, and for Yanis and Sebastian and Satish and Edmund, is there any other policy issue that you think we might mention now that hasn't been mentioned in terms of the policies that ALAC's looking at? Have I covered it? Good. Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian Bashore. Just as an input to your discussion, this expert working group will have a report. I am not sure that it's yet the time for ALAC to put something, because my feeling is that if already ALAC as a body, I'm not talking about at large, I'm really talking about ALAC, is putting a statement now, it's maybe, yeah, I think it's better if ALAC wait for the final report to do something. But I suggest strongly that the RALOs do something and eventually coordinate an answer. But it's not the same. It's not exactly the same thing that if the RALO, eventually the five RALOs say something and that the ALAC say something. It's my thinking and just as a personal thinking. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian, and good advice. I have the feeling that there has to be some comment, because I was sitting in generic name supporting organisation, GNSO meeting, and was hearing a lot of disquiet from registrars about the proposal. So I suspect there needs to be a countervailing voice that says, look, there are, you know, this is just a concept at this stage, but we think you should proceed, and we think, look, there needs a lot more work on these details, but don't stop now on this. There's some very important aspects to this that may actually address some issues. And I'm just very, very fearful if we don't say something that it may be killed. That's the feeling I got. Anyway, look, this is something that ALAC will have to talk about. I think what I would like to do, two things that came out of Pavan's recommendations. One is that I would like to have each ALS have a look at the policy page and see what interests you and start to put your hand up in terms of you would like to get your head around a particular policy issue, so that we as ALAC can go back and we as AP RALO can go back to our members for feedback. So I'll probably be sending out an email saying, okay, these are the things that we're looking at. What interests you? Where do you need to go to get more information? Where do you need to get for more help, so that we can start to have some backup of ALS support? The other is, for the next meeting, I want to start the process of having a presentation by one ALS to describe who they are and what they do. Now, does anybody around the room want to start? Satish is the just put his hand up. So the next AP Rala meeting, we're going to hear from Satish. Thank you. But after that, we're going to start going around so that everybody will put their hand up and we can listen to each other as to what we do. Now, we're just on time. Heidi would like 2 seconds.
Thank you. This is Heidi Ulrich for the record. Again, many thanks, Satish, for volunteering. I have put up the link to the Naralo ALS Spotlight. And again, they were the first to do this, and it is a great initiative. So I do welcome that AP Rallo is going to begin this as well. Yesterday during the one of the policy discussions, there was a sort of a roundtable from each of the RALOs to how they're going to increase their RALO policymaking. And there was some discussion on how AP Rallo could do that. And I just wanted to remind everyone that a couple of years ago, you requested a policy development page, wiki, which is now up into the AC chat. And if you take a look at that, it's a great initiative, but you'll see that it remains to be started. That page is empty at the moment. So again, as you begin to look into the at-large policy development page and see issues that are of particular interest to the AP Rala region and wish to contribute to that as a region, you can begin developing those policies on that page, and then it'll be drawn into the larger at-large policy development. Thank you.
So there's action items on all of us. Given that it's now 9:02 and we're 2 minutes over, I will declare the meeting closed and thank you all for your participation. And we will be meeting online soon. Thank you.
So thank you, everyone. For those... the next meeting is actually on now. We're a little bit late for it. It's the meeting with the GAC. That's in 4AB. So if you could please make your way there. I think they're already probably beginning. Thank you.